You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy, born and raised in the heart of Peru, Emmy Castro's artistic journey began with a powerful voice. In a rich cultural tapestry, she found her calling in the captive world of Peruvian Creole music. And now, Emmy has recently moved to Madison, Wisconsin, and formed a band to perform the wonderful music of Peru. And here to tell us about her journey and the new band is Emmy Castro, Sebastian Roman on sax, and guitarist Richard Hillner. Emmy Castro and band, bienvenidos.
Oh, thank you.
Mexic Radio.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Nice to meet you. I'm Emmy Castro. I'm a singer. I'm from Peru. I have been making this music since I was very young, specifically música criolla.
Now, that's very interesting. Now, you seem like a Creole star in Peru.
In Peru.
Right?
Yeah.
What made you move to Madison?
Voy a hablar en Spanish.
Yeah, I'll translate.
Cuando llegué, bueno, estoy en Madison hace 8 meses.
Mm-hmm. ¿Y también por qué llegaste acá a Madison?
Y llegué aquí a través de un tour realizado.
So I've been here for 8 months and I came to Madison, United States on tour.
Y bueno, decidí traer mi cultura a este país tan grande, buscando una oportunidad de seguir impulsando la música peruana.
I really was on a mission to bring my culture and music to this country in order to spread it here.
Para poder compartir con todos ustedes y abrirles las puertas de Perú, para que conozcan un poco más de Perú.
So, and just open the doors so to share with you so that you could just know at least something about Peru. Yeah.
That is awesome. I'm ready to learn. But I want to know, why Madison?
¿Quieres saber por qué Madison?
My husband is Madison. La vida me trajo aquí, así es la vida.
So life kind of brought me here. My husband is
me toca trabajar aquí.
But now I'm working here.
Wow. Yeah. May I ask, what is your opinion of Madison so far? Has the city been welcoming to you? And have you had a chance to check out any of the music around Madison?
¿Te has sentido acogida en Madison? ¿Y has podido escuchar la música acá en Madison? ¿Qué te parece?
A pesar del frío, yo estoy muy feliz de estar acá. Me estoy acostumbrando a muchas cosas, pero estoy muy feliz. Hay mucha gente que estoy conociendo, muchas personas que están apoyándome y realmente esas personas están abrazando mi proyecto.
So, in spite of the cold, I have found a lot of love here and a lot of people who have supported me and this music and my project.
Wow, that is just amazing. Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Emmy Castro, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called Negra Presuntuosa.
Yeah,
exactly.
And tell us a little bit about this song before you play.
Hable un poquito de la canción.
Esta canción le pertenece a Andrés
Soto.
Andrés Soto es un compositor afroperuano y trata sobre un amor que no se pudo dar y que estuvieron en un tiempo de coqueteo, pero al final terminó siendo una mujer libre.
So this song was written by the Afro-Peruvian composer Andrés Soto is about a relationship that started off in, you know, the flirting and the initial stages, but never was realized.
All right. Well, why don't you guys sit down and get ready to play, and we're going to hear some Emmy Castro here in the lair on Mag Zinc Radio.
And Rocker, I'm going to be all smoothie here. I'm just going to ask you a quick question. The board, you're good to go there?
We're good to go, Jimmy.
All right, awesome. So live in the lair, many here on Mag Zinc. Feel free to call or text your questions for Emmy, 844-967-2789. You can do that through the Civic Media app. Live in the lair is Emmy Castro on Mag Zinc Radio.
Thank you. algo de mí se ha perdido. Entre tu casa y mi casa será el calor que no abraza. No es de gozo, no es de ira, como tampoco es mentira que algo de ti se ha escondido entre tu calle y mi alma. Será tal vez la esperanza de un cariño adormecido. Yo sabré. Yo sabré entregarte mi cariño. Negra, negra que te quiero, negra presuntuosa mira, que me estoy muriendo, dame vida de tu boca gota, que me está pisando los talones de la
in the lair, mini lair, here on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789. Call or text us through the Civic Media app. Let's learn about the band here. Can you introduce the whole band to us and how they came, how you met everybody?
Bueno, ¿cómo conociste a la banda y presentar la banda?
Bueno, mi banda, somos la gran mayoría peruanos. En el bajo nos acompaña Nick Morán, en la primera guitarra el maestro Richie Hittner, en el saxo Sebastián Román, en el cajón Paddy Cassidy.
So that was on bass Nick Morán,
Yorbanis Duran.
And then also on congas, we have Yorbanis Duran. On cajon, Patty Cassidy. Myself, I'm Richard Hildner Makanki on guitar. And most of us are of Peruvian origin.
Okay. Yeah.
And tonight we have just Sebastian, Richard, and Emmy here.
Yeah.
The whole band isn't here, Jimmy.
Oh, there's more.
That's the thing, is that this is just kind of a little... Yeah. A little three-piece of their band. What is the cultural significance of Peruvian music? I mean, you know, where does it come from? Besides Peru, what's its structure?
Voy a explicar un poco el origen de la música criolla.
La música criolla peruana tiene varias raíces, tanto española como cubana, pero todo nace de África, de los sonidos africanos traídos a Perú. Y ahí hemos empezado a trascender y a experimentar con distintos instrumentos, por ejemplo, el cajón peruano, quijada y la cajita, que son parte de la percusión sonórica de nuestro país.
So the Peruvian music has many different influences, from the indigenous influence of the indigenous people of Peru, Spanish influence, but also very heavily the African influence of people who were forcibly brought from Africa to Peru. And the sound of Peruvian music is especially characterized by the cajon, the instrument, the cajon.
Yeah.
This is the Peruvian cajon, which is originally from Peru, but then it has spread to other countries like Spain, and then people have started using it as a percussion instrument all over the world.
Yeah, here in the United States now, quite a bit.
It's a beautiful instrument, too. I love cajons. We've seen a few musicians come in here to Lair play the cajon, and it's just a beautiful instrument. Why is it called Creole music? Maybe I'm not phrasing that correctly.
Well, Creole, I mean, to me, I always thought Creole was like a New Orleans kind of thing.
All right.
Give us the skinny.
It's a similar concept. I think the idea of Creole is a mix. It means in New Orleans, it's also a mix of different cultures. In Creole New Orleans music, you have the French with the African and with the indigenous. And the very similar concept happens in Peru, but it's more the mix of not so much French cultures, but more Spanish cultures, but then also other European cultures like German and other European Italians that arrived to Peru.
Obviously here in the United States, well, I guess other places like Mardi Gras just happened, Fat Tuesday. I know like Brazil has like Carnival. Does Peru have something like that this time of year? Because this is kind of a special time of year, correct?
Sí, Perú tiene Carnaval.
Yes, Perú tiene Carnaval tanto en la parte norte, en la costa, y en la selva, costa, sierra y selva, perdón. En la parte sierra están los carnavales de Cajamarca, los carnavales de Ayacucho, etcétera. En la parte de la selva también existen carnavales en Ucayali, en distintas ciudades de la parte de la selva. Y en la costa, que es el norte de donde yo vengo, también hay carnavales. Esto se celebra con ciertos trajes típicos donde genera que la persona que visita estos carnavales tenga una efusividad al celebrarlos y comparta mucho esta cultura. Se llevan una gran experiencia de Perú después de estos carnavales, que son más o menos en enero y febrero.
So Carnival is very big in Peru and every region of Peru. In Peru you have the three main regions, which is the coast, the mountains, the Andes, and the jungle. And each region celebrates in a different way, and they have very typical costumes and traditions, which with the spread, and just like Mardi Gras and Carnival in Brazil, it's a lot of celebration and a lot of effusivity.
Wow, it sounds like fun.
Yes.
Is there anything here in Madison that kind of gave you the taste of what you might have in home, or, you know, or not necessarily here in Madison, but somewhere here in the Midwest for like the holidays here?
Hay algo acá que se parece un poco al Carnaval de Perú en Madison.
Aún no conozco mucho. Tengo 8 meses recién, pero vaya, he experimentado, he salido de noche por las calles, he visitado varios lugares donde realmente se siente muy familiar y y es fácil de acostumbrarse a ese calor de las personas.
So I've only been here 8 months, so I haven't had a chance to really see all the sure. celebrations. But when I go out at night on the street and I can feel the love of the people and the celebrating. Just on a different note, tonight the Hanfibians are celebrating Carnival, Brazilian Carnival, yes. down at the Majestic.
Yes.
So that's a big carnival event that's happening tonight.
And the Hanfibians are so awesome. They're great.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Emmy Castro, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Vendaval. Tell us about this song before you play.
Actually, we're going to be playing a different tune. Last minute change. Cuando Pregunten Por Ti is the name yes. of the tune.
This one is Cuando Pregunten Por Ti, means when people ask me about you.
Okay.
That's us. Yeah. We're asking about you. Yeah.
Es cuando... cuando una termina una relación y muchas personas que han conocido esa relación preguntan por qué se separaron. De eso trata esa canción.
So this song, it means what people were asking for you because when a relationship ends and all the people you know, they ask about that person. And the song asks, what am I going to tell them?
Y uno termina afrontando la soledad.
And you have to confront that solitude.
Outstanding. If you want to be part of the conversation and ask Emmy a question, you can do that right now through the Civic Media app, or just give us a call or a text, 844-967-2789. It's a mini live in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. And here's Emmy Castro on Max Inc. Radio.
Cuando pregunten por ti, tú sabes bien que yo no puedo fingir. Y tendré entonces que falsear la realidad para decirles que yo no te supe amar. No creerán, pues saben bien que te amé, que tu querer fue para mí lo mejor. Y qué orgulloso les contaba del amor que tú me dabas, y que tenerte era la gloria, y eso a veces me asustaba. Ya no habrá para mí, ya no habrá otro amor como tú. Yo no sé qué diré cuando todos pregunten por ti. Ya no habrá para mí, ya no habrá otro amor. Por ti, tú sabes bien que yo no puedo fingir.
Y tendré entonces que falsear la realidad para decirles que yo no te supe amar. La, 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 la.
No creerán, pues saben bien que te amé, que tu querer fue para mí lo mejor.
Y qué orgulloso les contaba del amor que tú me dabas, y que tenerte era la gloria, y eso a veces me asustaba. Ya no habrá para mí, ya no habrá otro amor como tú. Yo no sé qué diré cuando pregunten
Beautiful. Emmy Castro live in the mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio. That is outstanding. That's great. Thank you
Incredible.
So much, Rocker.
I want to know now, what does it mean to be a Peruvian artist?
¿Qué significa ser un artista peruano?
Para mí, ser artista peruana es defender mi cultura, hacer que no muera, prevalecer en el tiempo y también poder llegar a un nivel donde todas las personas puedan escucharlas, tanto adultos como niños, como personas mayores. Y también es nunca olvidar mis raíces. La cultura peruana, yo crecí en la cultura peruana, en la música criolla, y eso... Cada vez que hago y canto música peruana hace que recuerde mucho a mi familia, cómo crecí, qué viví y las experiencias que me está dejando.
So for me, being a Peruvian musician, first of all, means defending my culture and making sure that it never dies and preserving it. And then also being able to disseminate it and make it so that everyone can listen to it and everyone can appreciate it. From different cultures, but also people young and also old can appreciate it.
Wow. Well, we certainly appreciate it here at Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Now, you have a new single coming out March 14th and an album this summer, and you'll be playing at the Cafe Coda here in Madison on March 14th and then Konamichi Wine Bar in Baraboo on March 22nd. And, let's get right to another song here before we get to the end and run out of time. We have one more song that's called Mama Juanita. Tell us about that song before you play.
Mama Juanita, rhythm de festejo, parte de la cultura peruana también, festejo. Y Mama Juanita es un canto... alegre, es un canto, por eso se llama festejo, es festejar, es dar prioridad a la felicidad, a la alegría que se inició dentro de la cultura afroperuana.
So Mama Juanita is a song that's in the rhythm of festejo, which is a very celebratory rhythm, and it's about dancing and having fun, and that joy is also very emblematic and comes from Afro-Peruvian culture.
All right, let's check it out right now. Emmy Castro's live in the mini lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Just a reminder, Rob Roberts and After Hours is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Live in the lair is Emmy Castro on
Thank
Max
you
Inc.
for
Radio.
Invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Eso es. Toma. Oh, yeah. De la casa de la tía mariquita, de la casa de la tía mariquita, salió montado en su burro, mamá Juanita, salió montado en su burro, mamá Juanita. Y a la sombra de los sauces y guarangos, y a la sombra de los sauces y guarangos, se va para el callejón, camino del zarandango, se va para el callejón, camino del zarandango.
Ella se va, ella se va, ella se va, ella se va.
casa de la tía mariquita, de la casa de la tía, salió montado en su burro, mamá Juanita, salió montado en su burro, mamá Juanita. Ahí a la sombra de los sauces y guarangos, y a la sombra de los sauces y guarangos, se va para el callejón, camino del zarandango, se va para el callejón, camino del zarandango. Mamá Juanita ya se va para el guayabo, ya se va para San Rique, ya se va ella, que la andaría lleva ya, rica chancaca lleva ya, pura y sabrosa lleva ya ella, pero que mamá Juanita ya se va para el guayabo, ya se va para San Rique, ya se va.
That got me wanting to dance around a little bit here in the studio. That's awesome.
I saw you shaking it, Jimmy.
Emmy, thank you so much for coming in tonight. It's wonderful to meet you and hear your music and learn about the Peruvian culture a little bit. It's much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for invitation. Para mí es un placer estar aquí compartiendo mi cultura. No saben lo feliz y lo grande que se me hace el corazón.
It's so wonderful to be here, being able to share my culture with you. You don't know how happy that makes me.
Now, how do we follow you guys online? How do we find out your schedule?
¿Cómo te seguimos en línea?
Como Emmy Castro Music en Instagram y en todas las plataformas digitales. Emmy Castro.
Emmy Castro Music on Instagram and all the digital platforms.
That's EMY Castro.
Yes.
And you'll be at Cafe Coda here in Madison March 14th, Konamichi Wine Bar in Baraboo on March 22nd.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You guys were awesome. Such a great performance.
I love you.
Many Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. I'm going to be back with a double dip of Robert J plus more information about the Mama Cares. And Rob Roberts coming up at 10 o'clock. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.